The Joyride.
Een ding waar jy mooi moet ding, is hoe jy besoedel elke dag. En dis nie net plastiek besoedeling nie. Dis nie net daai blikkie en daai ding wat jy by die venster uitgooi, wat jy dink niemand sien nie. Want ek sien jou.
Ja, ook
elke keer
jou,
as jy dit doen.
Dat ek jou ooit vang. Ek beloof vir jou, dan sien hel los.
Vandag is internasionale dag vir die beskerming van die ozonlaag. En dit is na die 35ste jaar wat ons hierdie speciale dag vier. En ek weet toe ek klein was, was dit nogal een groot ding. Ozonlaag. Al was een gat in die ding. En toe met ter tyd het hulle een bietjie kleiner gemaakt. En nou klink het asof hy weer begin groei. Want ons wil ons nie hoor nie. Hierdie goed langs ons oor is ons net ornamente, soos ons oma altyd gesê het, ne? Maar vandag is ons baie bevoorreg om 'n dame by ons te hê wat jy al dalk so 'n bietjie beter leer ken het op sonnaande tussen 10 uur en 12 uur. Sy is deel van die OFM Talkspan. Margo Fogo, gaan met jou?
Goed, dankie, gaan het.
Fantasties. Vertel ons bietjie meer, jy was in 2018 Miss Earth South Africa en dit beteken, jy het toe Suid-Afrika gaan verteenwoordig oor see.
Ja.
En Miss Earth is bietjie anders as jou normale beauty pageant, ne?
Yes, so Miss Earth is basically more of a leadership program, so if you've partaken in the program, you're basically part of the whole legacy. So they didn't have a representative in 2018 and they chose me as a delegate because nice. I took part in the program in 2014.
So you were so good. 4 years later, they said, please, just come on board. We need you.
I honestly don't think so. I just think because I was specializing in environmental work and I made it my passion and my mandate that everything was still fresh and then I had an opportunity to represent the country.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit more. Why is the ozone so important to us?
So I think we should first start off with what the ozone is. It's basically the protection of the earth compared to the sun. So that's that in-between layer that we have in the second layer.
It's our sunscreen for the earth.
Yes, 100%. So if that's damaged, we get damaged ourselves as well as plants and animals and things like that. So if that layer, which is as thin as 5 millimeters, is damaged, we get damaged by the rays of the sun and that increases our chances of getting cancer, sunburn and things like that. So we have to protect the ozone layer.
Of course. And when I think about ozone layer, I think about things like air pollution, spray cans, extreme heat, sun rays, and then things like smoke and black smoke that rise up from coal factories. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And in the 1970s, just a little bit of a fun fact, they started creating an awareness of this specific gas that is in deodorants, sprays, and things like that. So a lot of organizations came together and they said that as consumers and production companies, they need to make the CFCs in the products close to zero because that's the main contributor to making the ozone layer, you know, damaged. So it's beyond air pollution. It's your refrigerators, your air conditioners. So the air conditioner that's keeping you cool, that's keeping you warm during the winter, that contributes to the ozone layer being depleted.
Refresh our minds. What is CFCs?
I can't pronounce that specific
but just give us what they do. Like what does it do?
It basically clings to the three oxygen molecules that forms part of the ozone layer and that breaks down the ozone layer bit by bit. So CFCs are quite bad. It's basically like
ozone layer.
Yes, the kryptonite of the ozone layer.
That's not good. Tell me, how did you get started in this whole saving the earth mission? You're not a tree hugger. You don't look like one of those.
Huh? I don't necessarily hug trees, but I'm very passionate about environmental work. So it starts with small actions. I think it was how I was raised. I also completed my honors degree in the consumer sciences, sustainability. So that's more of the consumer side of things, how we consume as people on a daily basis. And that's basically how I try and make it my mission in every single day. So I don't go running around hugging trees and saying, stop pollution and things like that. But it's the conversations that you have when nobody's looking. It's how you live your life every day.
Exactly. So tell me, should I stop spraying? Because then these guys will not want to work with me every day. Because, what do you do?
Fortunately, not at all. The consumer industry has developed so much over the years that no products or close to no products don't have any CFCs and damaging pollutants that like damage the ozone layer. But just to be sure, read your labels. That's the most important thing that you can do.
As always, RTFM, when in doubt. Margo Fogo, thank you very much for spending the afternoon with us.
Thank you so
much. And thank you for the work that you are doing. And we'll catch you this Sunday night between 10 and 12.
Absolutely. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Go check check out online, ofm.co.za. Click on blogs and then the joyride. And then we'll share all this information with you and how you can be part of the solution and not the problem. It is Preserve the Ozone Layer Day internationally.
The Joyride with Nico, Luka, and Erin Masinola on OFM.